countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now to another great walker. County Clare historian Joe Queeley loves to walk the places that are close to his heart, thinking of those who've travelled those paths before, and he leads many's a good ramble through his native home in the Burren while fundraising for the RNLI lifeboats. Well, the group walks had to be cancelled this year, like many Halloween events this weekend. But as I met Joe for a walk on his farm, the wind and the rain brought us back to those places he loves in a time when homes were lit only by flickering lamplight or a carved turnip and jack-o'-the-lantern, as he fondly recalled.
I think the fascination for us growing up in Fanore, that time between the mountain and the sea, I think it was the ghosts and all that, because we would have grown up with ghost stories and they would have frightened the living life out of us. There was a lovely story I remember. You just tell us about Jack o' the Lantern.
We'll walk for a bit of shelter here.
And Jack o' the Lantern was the only man that ever got a howl to the divil. And the divil, in order to get away from Jack o' the Lantern, made a pact with him that when Jack o' the Lantern would die, the divil would not take him into hell, that he was bound for heaven. But the problem was, when Jack o' the Lantern died, when he went up to St. Peter, St. Peter wouldn't take him either. So he come back and he complained to the divil. So the divil threw him a coal. And here he says, roam the earth, he says, for the rest of your life, he says. Roam the earth for the rest of your life, he says. And that's the jack-o'-lantern, jack-o'-the-lantern that you see today, is the ghost of jack-o'-the-lantern. That's the one you see today in the trees and everything else. And there was a lovely story, a kind of a ghost story that was told in Fanore that time. I don't know would young lads do it anymore. That time we used to raid the orchard, a rocket. And that's another word for stealing apples from your neighbour's orchard.
You didn't.
We did. It was a tradition, and it was something that everybody did, stole the apples. And if you could steal them without being caught. I remember somebody telling about two young lads that coming up to Halloween, they had stolen a bag of apples. They decided they were going to have the apples hid someplace, that they were going to divide the apples. So they were passing the graveyard. And didn't they say, look, God, no one will catch us here. This is the safest place. They caught the bag anyway and they threw the bag in over the gate of the graveyard wall. But didn't two apples happen to fall out just outside the graveyard wall? Anyway, so they were going to pick them up. They said, no, look, we'll pick them up on the way out. So anyway, it was going on a little bit late into night. So two old lads came out of Dunahoo's pub and they were making their way home. And the next thing, they passed the graveyard wall and they heard the talk inside the graveyard wall. And they listened for a while and the two lads were dividing the apples, one for you and one for me, and one for you and one for me. And the two old lads decided it was All Souls, All Saints time, that it was God and the devil that were dividing the souls.
The two lads might have had more than apples in the pub.
They were going dividing the souls, one for you, and they listened for a long time. But the two lads were still there, one for you, one for me, one for you, one for me, until the bag was empty. And one of them turned to the other anyway, and he said, what about the two outside the gate? And the two lads took off like fog lightning. They thought that their life was going to be over, that they were going to be swept either into the gates of heaven or down to the flames of hell for drinking porter. And these are my cattle, John, in the Staffan house.
Well sheltered for the winter anyway.
Well sheltered.
As we take shelter from the shower ourselves, you tell me how lucky you are to have your grandchildren beside you, so you haven't had to be without some of them through lockdown.
Happy Halloween!
Dara, 8 years old.
My name is Roisin Jeline and I am 9 years old.
I'm Shane, I'm 11.
My name is Liam, I'm 4.
I'm John, I'm 9.
I'm Jack and I'm 12.
You were telling me you're not going trick-or-treating. What's the plan?
We're going to watch a movie and we're going to have a treasure hunt and going to dress up.
What are you dressing up as?
I'm going to dress up as a Clare hurler.
Okay, as a Clare hurler. Are they scary these days, are they?
Not against Limerick, no.
They'll get there again, I'm sure.
I'm going to dress as a dead sleepwalker.
Wow, sounds scary. What about you?
I'm going to dress as a dead hurler.
A dead hurler? Anyone in mind?
No.
What are you dressing up as?
a Halloween fairy.
Halloween fairy, lovely.
I'm going to be dressing up as a skeleton.
A clown.
What are you looking forward to most?
Playing games with my family.
And we're going to have a big party just between our family. And we're going to do like jelly bobbing. So you put like the jellies in the water and you put your feet in and you have to try get the jellies in your mouth.
The jellies with your mouth or your feet?
You have to get them in your mouth.
We're going to have a great Halloween. Super Halloween. Haven't we, everybody?
Yes.
Now,
I was taken aback in the middle, sometime maybe early October, when somebody said to me, Halloween is cancelled. Christmas is not going to take place. And I said, why shouldn't Halloween take place? It's going to be different in a sense that we're able to celebrate now with each other. And I would say to people all over Ireland, all over the world, wherever they are, to embrace the beauty of Halloween and to keep within the rules. And to this year, to put out a pumpkin in every house, put a light in every house, and to enjoy what's around us now. And to enjoy each other's company and to have food and to dress up, to very much reach out.
Even if people are not with their grandchildren, not with anybody, maybe on their own.
Even if you're on your own, make the effort to stand up, put out a light. Do put your light out in the window.
The trick-or-treaters mightn't be knocking on the door tonight, but they'll see those lights. What will that light signify?
That light
signal. Jack of the lantern again. That,
I think it signals something of the connectivity that we are able, the spirit and the tradition and the great heart that's inside in the people. All over the world, all over Dura, where I'm living now, all over Fanor, all over Roscommon, all over every place, is the connectivity of how we can be together apart. And that's so, so important, how we can be tonight together, apart, whether we are on our own, with our family or whoever, we shine the light to show to people that we are a resilient people and that we are going to come back for Christmas. I don't want to hear one person saying we're going to have no Christmas. I am telling you now, we're going to have a great Christmas. Maybe we might be even a little bit freer by Christmas. Please God, we will be. But if we are not, we'll do the very same thing. We'll have it within our own doors. And if we're lucky enough that maybe we can have our grandkids with us, so best. But if not, we'll have it ourselves.
And thanks to Joe Queeley and his lovely grandchildren there, I hope there'll be many treats in store for you all tonight.